Welcome to the Nightmare Emporium. Here we take a deep dive into some grisly tales that are bound to make you lose your head. Now, let's check in with our host, the macabre Marvel herself, to see what she has in store for us this week.
Clovers.
I was six the first time I found a four-leaf clover.
My mom told me it was lucky, and I took it home with me. That night, I had a terrible nightmare, the sort that you forgot you had, until something small reminds you the next day. The nightmare had something to do with a locked door in a dark forest. When I was eight, my best friend and I were out playing in the school field, making daisy chains. I was carefully picking through them, when I saw a clover, taller than the others, and with four leaves. I remembered what my mom had said, and I picked it. That night, I woke in the middle of the night to a figure of a man, standing at the end of my bed, a clover in his hand. I screamed, and he disappeared. My parents came in, and when I told them, they looked at me with sympathy and told me it was just a bad dream. I decided to believe them. The next time I found a four-leaf clover, I was nine. Playing in my grandparents' garden, I had yet to think that clovers may be anything other than lucky, so I picked it and tucked it behind my ear. My grandma said it looked cute. I was staying at theirs overnight, and I went to sleep in the spare room. I don't remember anything from that night, but my granddad never tires of telling the story of how they woke up to find me gone, only to discover me fast asleep in a patch of clovers in the back garden. Nothing like that happened for a couple years. Then, when I was 12, I spotted another one on my way to school. By then I was a little freaked out by it, and I decided not to pick it. I made it through the school day without incident, and soon forgot about it. I walked most of the way home with my friends, but for the last 5 minutes or so, I walked alone. For the entirety of this part of the trip, I couldn't shake the feeling that someone was watching me. There was nobody there when I turned to look. Some horrible part of my brain thought of the clover, and I ran in a dead sprint for the last couple of minutes, convinced it was the man I saw when I was eight. I locked the door of the house behind me, even though you can't open it from the outside without a key, and it's never locked when someone's home. I bolted the door to my room, too. Then I stuck my hand in my pocket to grab my phone, and I pulled out the clover. I didn't tell anyone. I didn't think they would believe me. Once again, I went a couple more years without event. Even as I write this, it's been over 3 years. Until tonight, I always laughed it off when I thought about it. Told myself I had an overactive imagination, that I must have had a stressful day, and that I must have put the clover in my pocket. There's no other explanation. I told myself this again and again, until I almost began to believe it. Even though I still woke up from nightmares about locked doors and forests, even though I had a near panic attack when one of my friends said she'd found a four-leaf clover, I almost had convinced myself. Until last night. My parents never really take us anywhere. We can't afford fancy holidays. But my dad got a big bonus from his work recently, and they decided to treat us. Somewhere nearby, and not too expensive. Somewhere we can hang out as a family, without Wi-Fi or phones. They decided on a forest. They bought a tent and camping gear, packed some board games and disposable cameras, and off we went. I'll be honest, I gave them a lot of grief over it. Beyond my reoccurring nightmares of forests, I'm also 15, and there are many things I'd rather spend my summer holiday doing than hiding in a tent, unable to even look at Instagram. But they were stubborn, and I ended up going. Last night was the last night of camping. But every day for the past week, whenever I left the tent, there was sure to be a four-leaf clover growing in a clump outside of our tent. I even went so far as to tear up the entire clump the other day, prompting a strange look from my sister. They were back by morning, and nobody, not even my sister, seemed to notice. When I asked her, she laughed and told me I was being weird, which I was, but all the same. Then last night, I woke up. I don't know why. I suppose I just naturally came around. But when I did, I immediately saw the familiar shape of the man, Clover and all. Now, I'd like to take a minute to say, I'm not an idiot. I do have some level of common sense, and thinking back on it, bolting out of the tent to a still unfamiliar forest in the middle of the night was not the smartest thing to do. But when I woke up to see my childhood demon standing over me, my sleep-deprived and panicked brain just said, run. So I clambered out of the tent and into the night. I slipped in the exit, landing on my knees in the clump of clover, except they were no longer small and relatively innocent looking. They came up to my elbows, and every single one had 4 perfectly pointed leaves. I panicked again and fled. Even as I ran, the forest seemed eerily familiar. I knew without much thought that I was in the forest from my nightmares. I hardly remembered the actual nightmares, but everything was just so horribly familiar, like deja vu. And still, I kept running. There was a small wooden building before me. I had never seen it before, even though my sister and I had come down this way a few times. But I was still exhausted, running on adrenaline, and my brain decided that solid walls meant safety, and I went inside. You may remember what I said before about dreaming of locked doors. These doors weren't locked, though. Not yet. I ran inside, then fell backwards, panting. I leaned with my back against the door, trying to ignore the sound of knocking that came from, not the door, but below my feet. When I could breathe again, I pulled myself clumsily to my feet and turned to face the door. There was a picture of a clover on it, 4-leafed, painted in what I hoped was rust-colored paint. I doubt it, though. I had calmed down a little, but this picture sent me off again. I tried the door. As you may have guessed, it was locked. I tried again, knowing already that it was useless. I pushed, I pulled, I cried, but I never screamed, never shouted. I knew, somehow, that that was the worst thing I could do. It seemed like I was in there for hours, but I couldn't tell you if that's true. Eventually, however, the door swung open. I raced outside, momentarily oblivious. Then I realized. The trees were gone. I was in a large, open field. It was brightly lit. I've never known light to be scary. Daylight means safety. Out of the dark and the unknown, into something you recognize. But this wasn't normal light. And there was nowhere it could be coming from. No sun, no moon. Just a big, white, empty sky above a large, endless green field. I'll give you 3 guesses what filled that field. I turned, went to head back into the hut, but it was gone. In its place was a man. Despite the light, he looked as fuzzy and featureless as though he were standing in a dark room. And he wasn't holding a clover. Not exactly. In his hand glinted a knife, bright in the unnatural light, with a 4-leaf clover clearly engraved on the blade. I ran, and he pursued. I ran until I was wheezing, and my legs were aching, and I couldn't run anymore. But when I turned, he was there, blurry and motionless, the knife glinting in his hand. I tried to continue running, but I didn't have it in me. I fell to my knees and began to crawl when I noticed something strange. Far smaller than any of the surrounding 4-leaf clovers, nestled almost amongst their roots, was a tiny, single, 3-leaf clover. Unlike the other, its leaves were not perfectly formed. One was ripped, and another had a tip missing. I turned to look behind me. The man had gotten closer. The knife was no longer at his side, but held out before him, towards me. The clover on the side glinted, red. Struck by a sudden idea, I turned and plucked the three leaf. It came up easily, and I turned to look at the man. Even as I did, the area seemed to change before my eyes, getting darker and sprouting trees. I looked down and realized I was led where I'd fallen, where the original clump of clovers had been. But they were gone, replaced by plain old grass. I'd never been so pleased to see plain old grass. I started crying, and that was when I realized the clover was still in my hand, the three-leaf one. I tucked it automatically behind my ear. We drove home this morning. I didn't tell anyone else about the clovers last night. I put my one in a book, unpressing it so I can keep it forever. Not for luck, for protection. Then, to try and regain some normality, I went onto the internet. That's why I'm writing this now. Nobody else would believe me. But I thought maybe some listeners might. I'm still scared. When I blink, I can see the knife imprinted on my eyelids. I know I'm going to have nightmares again tonight, more vividly than ever. My parents are already discussing going to that forest again next year, if we can afford it. I hope we can't, but maybe the worst of it's over. If I'm lucky.
Well, well, wasn't that just a scream? Until next time, our fiendish friends, remember to stay scared, and sometimes it's more than just a story.